Hello and welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Thursday, the 20th of November, 2008, and the title of this podcast is A Gargantuan Doll. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday I will be bringing you a little English to wake up your language learning skills. A Gargantuan Doll. Beginners. The other day, my mother came to visit with a special present. It was something that she had bought at an auction. She often buys presents for my children. She's their grandmother, so she spoils them. It was a special gift for my daughter. I had no idea what it could be. When she showed it to me, I couldn't believe my eyes. It was the biggest doll that I have ever seen. It is bigger than my daughter. Its hair is long and curly, and it wears a frilly pink dress. The dress will probably fit my daughter in 2 years. Well, she loves the present. However, my boys told me that it frightens them. What scares them about a doll? Its size. Advanced. When my mother told me that she had a surprise for my daughter, I thought, oh, the usual cute little dolly or some art supplies. Well, I was wrong. Very wrong. This gift has stretched the boundaries of what I thought my mother was capable of. Apparently, she had been to an auction and bid on an expensive doll. Nobody else bid for it, so the starting price went lower and lower, until it was very affordable. She was very excited to tell me about her acquisition, but she had a glint in her eye that made me wonder if martinis had been served at this auction. The cute little delicate doll is, in reality, a 5-foot heavy giant of a doll. Should we even call it a doll? My daughter loves it. However, my 3 sons, even my 10-year-old, are scared of it. Since it has been in the house, they have all insisted on sleeping in the same bedroom. They expect it to come to life in the middle of the night to terrorize us all. The huge frilly dress makes it even more terrifying. What was my mother thinking? It's not a toy I can accidentally, on purpose, drop into the dumpster. Her limbs are so big they would stick out, to the horror of the neighbors. Perhaps I could leave her on a park bench. Any suggestions? Well, that's all for today. I hope you found this podcast useful. To download the text and grammar notes, please go to acupofenglish.libsyn.com or click on the small I in the description column in iTunes. If you'd like to send me a message, feel free to write to acupofenglish@live.com. Thank you. Goodbye for now.